nothing can be finer than talking with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, who joins me, Dave Spadaro, here in studio at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles signing Jason Peters to a big deal. Merrill, I got to start with this. Let's talk about the historical perspective. I will tell you that in my time, Jason's the best left tackle. Now, you have a little bit, couple of years on me.
Right.
I'll say he's better than Trey Thomas.
Well, we have to go back to the Bronco and the Gursky and Red Grange teams.
Stan Walters, great player also. And then Bob Brown, did you have a chance to watch him even after?
Film and stuff. Bob Brown was far and away the best offensive lineman I've ever seen. Some people may reserve that title for John Hanna, who was a great guard with the New England Patriots. But the best I ever saw was Bob Brown. But then you have to go into the Stan Walters and Jerry Sizemore era. Stan was a tremendous blocking, a tremendous pass protector as a left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry Sizemore could play either side, but he was the powerful run blocker that Wilbur Montgomery gained so many yards behind. But I would say that Jason Peters is right there with the best in Eagles history. And I asked Howie a question out there in the press conference. I said, with another year or two at this level, is he a Hall of Famer? And Howie said, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you look at the great offensive linemen, the people like Walter Jones who just got in.
Right.
They are all multiple Pro Bowl players, and Jason Peters is right there.
Yeah, and he's got six of them with more to come. And Merrill, I've been around long enough to know that left tackle in the days prior to Trey Thomas, it was Bernard Williams, a failed first-round draft pick. It was Antone Davis, a failed first-round draft pick. It was Ron Heller, who was a left tackle. May have been right tackle, actually. But Jermaine Mayberry drafted to be a tackle, instead played at guard and had some success there. Very difficult to find
the
quality left tackle. So don't take Jason Peters for granted.
Oh, I don't, and I don't think anybody should. I've always felt that the two positions that are toughest to draft accurately are quarterback and offensive line.
Yeah.
Because you can find guys who dominate in college. You mentioned Antone Davis. When he came out, he was not only an Eagles first-round draft choice, they had to give up their first-round draft choice for the following year and swap picks with the Green Bay Packers to be able to pick Antone Davis. And at that time, Antone Davis and his line mate, Charles McCray, who went to Tampa Bay from the University of Tennessee, they were told, as said to be, can't miss, that these two were the guys you could build offensive lines around. You know what? Antone Davis was terrific compared to the bust that Charles McCray turned out to be.
Right.
And Antone Davis wasn't terrible. He was a steady offensive lineman for a few years. But when you talk about Jason Peters, who, as you mentioned to Howie, wasn't even an offensive lineman in college, you are talking about a rare, rare athlete. And who knows? Lane Johnson could turn out to be one of those special picks, too.
Merrill, this is the first move of really what I would say the start of the offseason here is free agency less than 2 weeks away. It's a very solid move. Gives the Eagles, obviously, a lot of options here. Takes care of really smart move to get Jason signed for the duration. What kind of thoughts do you have about what's to come?
You think about different positions. And when people talk to me and they say, if you could pick a position, we know Howie's theory is you draft the best player on the board. But counting free agency, what is the position that you would like to add at first? I think this team needs some safety help. And you immediately think of people like Jarius Bird or T.J. Ward, Bird of Buffalo, Ward of Cleveland, but then you don't know about their franchise tag status.
Right.
So that would be a key. In the draft already, and you and I will be here for many, many hours during the draft.
May 8th through May 10th.
But there are names that start to jump out at you. The guy from Auburn, Ha-Ha Clinton Dixon.
Ha-Ha Clinton Dixon from Alabama.
From Alabama.
Yes.
And the guy from Louisville, and that is Calvin Pryor,
mm-hmm.
who was thought to be a tremendous hitter. So who knows?
Yeah, long way to go. It's a draft 2 weeks later than it usually is, so long way to go before we get there.
Not to interrupt, but I am very anxious, as I'm sure you are, to see how the Eagles do with their own free agents.
Absolutely.
What do they do about Jeremy Maclin? Does he get a legitimate long-term offer someplace else? Does he decide to stay with the Eagles with maybe a one-year deal? How about Riley Cooper? Can they keep both of them? Do they instead depart one and use a very early draft pick for a wide receiver if that wide receiver is high up on draft day?
You are asking all the questions that the fans are asking.
Sure. And I asked them to myself.
Yeah.
Well, those are the ones we won't know.
A great start for the Eagles today, Merrill. Thanks so much. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. We thank him for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.